Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Hey, sluts.
Hey.
Welcome back.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon and hang out with us there. We do it every Tuesday.
Yeah, every Tuesday.
Do it or your mom's a hoe.
Yeah. And this first one comes from Best Respond 6721, and it's called House Dad Part 1. And the tags are male 40s, female 30s, female 20s, age gap, rough, oral, unprotected sex. It honestly never occurred to me. I was looking for a place to live that was closer to my partner and found a great two-bedroom only a few blocks away. It wasn't until I moved in that I realized I was basically moving into student housing for the local university. Four units in the brownstone, and I was the only one living alone. The rest of the units were students living in the apartments together. My status as house dad was set in stone from the beginning. At first, I was worried that it would be too loud. After all, I was nearly 50 and assumed that the kids would be having crazy parties all night, every night. Turns out, I was wrong about that too. All of my new neighbors were pretty quiet, and frankly, I was usually the one up later making noise. In addition to the music that was usually playing while I was home, I was far more likely to have guests over than they were. Ugh, what a bunch of nerds.
Yeah. What are they doing? Where are their friends? They're youth.
They're studying.
I mean, I already know that this guy's gonna fuck the kids. He's calling them kids, and now he's gonna fuck them. That's crazy.
No! I had been dating my partner Kate for nearly 2 years when I moved in, and we had been non-monogamous the whole time. She would be over a couple nights per week, and I would usually have a date or two outside of that. Together, we hung out with singles and other couples, so I have to admit that it was probably a little confusing for my neighbors trying to keep up with the comings and goings in my place. How does this relatively normal older guy get all of these women to sleep with him? I'm only 5'8", and while I'm in pretty good shape, I'm certainly not ripped. Oh, he's a short king.
Yeah. I feel like women really love just average looking dudes.
Yeah. Like there's nothing like an ugly hot man.
Yeah. Like I feel like most women aren't like, oh, I want a hot. Maybe I'm wrong. But like I feel like most women aren't like, oh, I need a really hot, ripped, fucking tall man. No. Just an average Joe.
Just a dude.
Yeah. Just a dude. Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
I know I'm not.
Hell, I even have a normal cock. 6 inches, nothing crazy, but it works. None of my neighbors complained though, so either they couldn't hear what was happening in my place or they just didn't care. I settled into a normal routine and slowly got to know everyone else in the building. There were the twins across the hall, Kimmy and Kylie. They were in their last year of college and both were athletes, one of them a soccer player and the other a cross-country runner. One of the units downstairs was occupied by Lauren and Maria. They fully embodied the stereotype of the English lit majors that they were. Sydney and Sarah lived in the fourth unit. All I knew about them was that they smoked a lot of pot. Somehow, I had stumbled into living right next to 6 attractive young women. All in all, it was a good place to live. Yeah, your life sounds sweet, dude.
Yeah, it does. He sounds like he's literally just like having the best time of his life in his like midlife.
Yeah.
Good for him.
A few months after moving in, I was having a fairly normal week. Kate had come over on Monday night and we had incredible sex, connecting for the first time in a couple days. 2 nights later, one of my friends with benefits, Allie, came over. She was younger, only 30, and we had great chemistry. She was tall and strong, 5'10 with powerful legs and an incredible ass. She had a thing for older men and loved nothing more than serving me when she came over. Our night was fairly routine, at least for us. The moment she entered my place, she dropped to her knees and took my cock out. I took hold of her long, dark, wavy hair as she started to lick from my balls to the head of my cock. "I've been craving your cock, Daddy," she purred. "Please use me like a little slut."
Oh.
I fucked her mouth in the entryway before carrying her back to my bedroom. I told her she needed to earn my cock by coming like a good girl for me. I made her come repeatedly with my tongue and hands and a wand. Soon she was incapable of forming words, simply moaning and babbling her way through her last 2 orgasms. "Good girl," I cooed as she came down from the assault on her senses. "Now I'm gonna use you like a little fuck toy."
All right. Go, short king.
I knelt between her legs and slid inside her slick pussy with one punishing thrust. I was past the point of nuance. fucking her hard with long, deep strokes. She was laying back with her eyes closed, and to get her attention, I grabbed a fistful of her hair and pulled her head toward me. "Look at me when I'm fucking you," I yelled. "Yes, Daddy," she said, eyes wide and staring at me. "I'm so sorry, Daddy." I continued fucking her with steady strokes and sensed that she was close to coming again. "Don't you dare fucking come without asking me." "I won't, Daddy, I promise. Can I please come, Daddy?" Oh my God, calm down. That's a lot of Daddy.
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
I put my hand on her throat and looked into her eyes. "Yes, Allie, you can come," she moaned and grunted and squeezed my cock as her orgasm overtook her. "Thank you, Daddy," she said, tears filling her eyes. "That did it. Get on your knees," I groaned. "I'm gonna fucking come." She dropped to her knees while I stroked my cock, inches from her face. "Yes, Daddy, cover me with your fucking cum." "Yes, Daddy."
Beautiful.
Rope after rope of cum shot out of my cock, covering her chest and face. Completely spent, I laid back down on the bed. She cleaned my cock with her tongue and then went to the bathroom to clean up. She came back into the bedroom and I wrapped her in my arms. We talked and snuggled for a bit until it was time for her to go. I put on a pair of shorts and a tank and we walked out into the hallway. I thought I overheard someone stirring in the apartment across the hall, but I couldn't tell. Thought of Kylie or Kimmy overhearing me caused my cock to jump, but I put the thought out of my mind and walked Allie to her car, wishing her a good night. The end. Wow, okay, the college girls had little to nothing to do with this story, but...
Yeah, I thought he was gonna fuck them all.
He fucked exactly none of them. None. Which is probably a good thing.
This next one comes from RJR Writes, and the title slash tags, I think, are Male Male Armpit Stink Bromance.
Fine. Yep.
I love an armpit.
You do. You do. Oh, you're an armpit girly. Zach watched his best friend from his slightly cracked door as he was relieving the built-up pressure in his balls. Jeff was so eager to come that his mind didn't even care that his door was ajar. Weeks of pent-up sexual urges were too strong to contain. Is he looking at men licking each other's armpits? Zach squinted. He indeed was. Jeff even sniffed his own before speeding up the fapping. Zach took a deep breath and walked into Jeff's room. Okay, buddy, enough is enough. Is this why some of my gym t-shirts have gone missing? Do you sniff them? Zach questioned. Jeff was frantically trying to contain his cock back inside his underwear, but he knew it was too late. I can explain. Jeff was shaking. Dude, there's no need to worry, man. I mean, sure, it's weird, but we're bros. If you want a pit to lick, I can help a brother out.
Oh, what a friend.
That is a friend. Zach smiled as Jeff's eyes grew wide. Zach lifted his armpit and leaned to the side to stick it right into Jeff's face. Go on, buddy. Jerk one out. Give it a sniff, bro. Zach's pit was ripe. After a full day of working out, he forgot to shower and knew he was pretty smelly. He was doing laundry, so he didn't want to get sweaty again in the hot laundry room outside his apartment. Luckily, he found a great use for his stink in his best buddy and roommate, Jeff. Jeff moaned with every inhale of Zach's hot, garbage-smelling pits. His strokes became easier as cock grew harder in his fist. As he continued to inhale, the feeling grew too intense. He started spraying wad after wad of cum onto the bed. Ew. Ew.
Wad.
That's disgusting. Wad. I hate that.
Gross.
Keep going, buddy. I bet it's still stinky as fuck. Zach's pit sweat started combining with the sweat on Jeff's face as it dripped down into Jeff's mouth.
Just sweat in your mouth? Disgusting.
That is disgusting. Jeff tasted his roommate's funk with every swallow of his sweat. Moaning, Jeff submissively agreed to keep stroking. His balls were still loaded with so much cum that he never wanted to stop. See, bro? What are bros for? You didn't even have to hide this from me. I will share as much bro stink with you as you can handle. Zach teased. Jeff was so close to his second release, still whimpering in his best friend's pit.
Aw, that's cute.
Cutesy. I know somebody commented and said, I think this deserves a new category called wholesomely hot.
Yeah. They're just true blue friends.
Super hot.
So hot. Armpits don't make me horny. I just love to smell my husband's armpits. The stinkier, the better.
Your own husband's.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And this next one comes from Anastasia X Rose, and it's called Hooked Up With My Hot Neighbor During a Power Outage, and it turned into the wildest night. And the tags are female 19, male 24, cum shot, hardcore, neighbor sex.
Neighbor sex.
Okay, so this happened a couple nights ago, and I'm still sore from it, but in the best way, LOL. I'm 19, living in this crappy apartment building while going to community college, and there's this hot guy next door who's 24, I think. Works as a mechanic or something, because he's always got grease on his hands, but damn, does he fill out a shirt. We flirted a bit in the hallway, like he'd help me with groceries and I'd catch him staring at my ass in my yoga pants. Never thought it would go anywhere, though, because he's older and seems like a player. Like, he's 24, he's not, like, that much older.
No, I mean, if he's a player, yeah, he's gonna try and fuck you. He's your brain.
Stupid girl. Anyway, there was this huge storm and the power went out around 8 p.m. The whole building, dark as fuck. I was bored, scrolling my phone till the battery died. No lights, no AC, just humid and sticky. I heard a knock and it was him, holding a flashlight and some beer, saying, "Wanna hang?" Beats sitting alone in the dark. I let him in. We sat on my couch chatting about dumb stuff, getting tipsy. The heat made us both sweat, my tank top clinging to my tits, and I could see the outline of his dick through his shorts getting harder as we talked dirty jokes. What kind of dirty jokes are making your dick hard?
Yeah, what kind of dirty jokes are you telling just between the two of you? Like,
knock, knock.
Who's that?
My pussy.
My dick's here too.
Things escalated quick when he dared me to take off my top to cool down. I laughed but did it, my bra barely holding my boobs, nipples hard from the thrill. He stared, hungry, then pulled me into his lap for a kiss. His lips were rough. Ew, use some chapstick.
Some dry ass lips.
Tongue invading my mouth while his hands groped my ass, squeezing hard. I grinded against his bulge, feeling how thick it was, my pussy getting wet through my panties. "You're such a tease," he growled, unhooking my bra and sucking on my tits, biting my nipples till I yelped in pleasure. His teeth sent shock straight to my clit. I was dripping already. He flipped me onto the couch, yanked off my shorts and panties in one go, spreading my legs wide. "Look at that pretty pussy all wet for me," he said, diving in with his tongue. He licked my slit slow at first, tasting my juices, then sucked my clit hard while fingering me deep with two fingers, curling them to hit my G-spot. I was moaning loud, grabbing his hair, my hips bucking as he ate me out like he was starving. "Fuck, your tongue feels so good," I gasped, coming hard all over his face, my pussy pulsing and squirting a bit onto his chin. He lapped it up, smirking like he'd won a prize. Get those dry-ass lips off my pussy, first of all.
Yeah, ew, I'd be so grossed out.
Yeah, I don't like a cracked, dry lip. No, thank you.
No.
No break, though. He stood up and dropped his shorts, his dick springing out huge, probably 8 inches, veiny and throbbing with pre-cum beating at the tip. "Suck it, baby," he ordered, and I got on my knees, eager. I licked the head, tasting salty pre-cum, then took him into my mouth, bobbing deep until he hit my throat. He grabbed my head, fucking my face gentle at first, then harder, calling me a good little cocksucker. My saliva dripped down his balls. I fondled them while gagging on his dick, tears in my eyes but loving it. He pulled out before coming, not wanting to finish yet. He bent me over the arm of the couch, ass up, and rubbed his dick against my pussy lips, teasing. "Beg for it," he said. "Please fuck my pussy. I need your dick," I whined. He slammed in all at once, stretching me wide, filling every inch. It hurt good, his cock pounding deep, balls slapping my clit with each thrust. "Your pussy's so tight and creamy," he grunted. Ew, ugh. Creamy.
I hate the word creamy when it comes to a pussy.
Yeah. Spanking my ass red while railing me doggy style, I reached back to rub my clit, coming again quick, my walls clenching around him, juices running down my thighs. He wasn't done, pulled out, and sat on the couch, pulling me to straddle him. I lowered onto his dick, riding him slow at first, my tits bouncing in his face as he sucked them, then faster, grinding my clit against his pubes, his hands on my ass. Ew. Guiding me. "Ride that dick like a slut," he said, thrusting up to meet me. Sweat poured off of us, the room smelling like sex. I came once more, screaming, my pussy milking him. For the finale, he stood me up, pinned me up against the wall, lifting one leg to fuck me standing. His dick hit even deeper, pounding my cervix, making me see stars. "Gonna come in your pussy," he warned, and I begged him to. He groaned loud, shooting hot loads of cum deep inside me, filling me up till it leaked around his cock. I felt it drip down my legs as he pulled out, both of us panting. Okay, this man is a stranger. He comes home dirty, with his dry-ass lips, and you just let him come in you? You just raw-dogged it?
Yeah, these girls are never afraid of STDs or anything like that of the sort.
One of the comments says, "Oh fuck, maybe I can be his free use cum slut now. I wouldn't say no, even if he brought some of his friends to take advantage of me." What do you mean?
You guys, it's all fun. You know, fun, yes. Book talk, book world, yes. Real life, be safe. Oh my God.
Yeah, and her phone's dead. The power's out. What if something bad happened?
What if he literally just killed her?
We're such old ladies.
I know. I think about that sometimes when we're like doing our books during, you know, when we're recording our book reviews or whatever. Not book reviews, but you know what I mean. Sometimes when I'm responding to like some of the things they're doing, I'm like, God, you are such an old vanilla ass bitch.
I know. I'm like, be safe. Think of your future. Yeah. Think of your health. Respect yourself.
Just, and like, people don't trust everyone. Men especially. God.
Yeah, God, men.
I know, a lot of these women are just too trusting. All right, and this next one comes from Granuli DA. Is that how you'd say it? I don't know. And the title is, I, male 28, worked as a security guard at a retirement home. Those horny old ladies passed me around like a doobie all summer long.
I searched old ladies. Or old.
Did you?
Yeah.
Whenever I told someone I worked security at a retirement facility, I would always be asked the same flurry of tired questions. These inquirers, in all their innocent curiosity, tended to focus on the questions of death, that sulfurous looming cloud that hovered through every hallway, every room, every denture-stricken bowl of half-eaten applesauce. Did you ever see a corpse, they asked? Did you ever help cart the bodies out? Or the most pressing question, do people really shit themselves when they die?
Yeah, you're gonna shit yourself when you die.
Yeah, everyone does. It's normal.
That's why right before I die, I'm gonna run and go shit in the toilet really fast.
So you don't defecate once you're dead?
Yes. Go out with dignity.
You know what? My thing is, I'm like, everyone shits. Literally fucking everyone shits. So like, yeah, I shit. I don't know what to tell you.
Sometimes I'll just be thinking to myself in my head and I'll be like, Ryan Gosling shits. He sits down on his toilet and he has a big, fat, nasty shit sometimes.
I literally think about the Kardashians. I'm like, Kim Kardashian, she shits. Oh, Kylie Jenner, she shits. They all shit. So I don't know why we're made to feel bad about our shit, okay? Because we all do it.
We all shit, okay?
Okay, now that I'm off my soapbox. When asked, I could only nod affirmatively with a solemn blank stare, for even Mother Mary had to cover her virginal button nose with a nearby Roman sleeve to mask the wafting scent of forgiven sin running down the legs of her only begotten son.
Wow, deep.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? But there was another question that was asked. Most often during adult house parties in the late 2010s, when the comparative lack of world affairs meant that conversation often slid into the fruitless ravines of internet gossip and trivia, and this answer I will give to you now. Yes, old people be fucking.
Yeah, they do. Have you heard about like all of the STD outbreaks in retirement homes? Because old people just be fucking.
No, that kind of grosses me out.
And old people have fucked more than us.
Which is insane to think about. I feel like no, there's no way.
Yeah, they've had an entire lifetime of fucking. They probably did anal, orgies, threesomes, voyeurism, pony
crazy.
Play.
They've probably they've done seen some all shit. The things.
Mm-hmm. So if you need sex advice, ask an old person.
The first time I heard of one of these wrinkled affairs was around Christmas 2018. It was only my second week on the job when the weary-eyed staff had brought up to me in conversation that something had been in the water, so to speak. They alleged that there had been a large uptick in sexual activity among the residents since the early autumn, when a particularly rebellious older gentleman convinced his grandson to sneak in a collection of modern porno DVDs. When the nurses finally caught a group in the act watching the tapes, they, at first, found it quite hilarious and innocent. This all changed, however, when a woman was caught giving a wheelchair lap dance to a paralyzed man in plain view the next morning during breakfast. Oh my God. Gladys, get down. Later that week, another couple was caught heels up in the communal exercise room. A varicose-veined mania of group sex, under-the-table handies, and bathroom blowies had spread throughout the quaint, understaffed Minnesotan nursing home's elderly population, and the staff was clueless on how to combat it.
Just let them fuck.
Yeah, they're adults. A strict curfew of 9 p.m. was quickly instated, with the most trusted and pious residents being conscripted to wheel around the hallways at all hours of the night to stop any late-night booty calls, until they, too, were caught taking part in these late-night orgies.
Ew.
Oh, my. This all came to a head when an older gentleman nearly got in a brawl with his son in the lobby during the annual Halloween luncheon. The frustrated elder, who was stricken with a grocery list of heart conditions, threatened his son that he would be writing him out of his will until he agreed to sneak in a 6-month supply of Chinese-made Viagra for him. The two parties had to be separated by the nurses, and an off-duty cop who happened to be visiting his mother with the older man being wheeled back to his room in an improvised straitjacket made of electrical tape.
Oh my god, just let them fuck. Let them go out doing what they love to do.
I don't understand why they're not allowed to.
Yeah, okay. So nobody's getting knocked up. Mm-mm. If they get an STD, they're all going to die in a year or two anyway.
Yeah. So might as well jeopardize their health now.
Yeah. Let them fuck. Who cares?
Yeah. The management decided at that point to contact the mayoral office of the city of St. Paul. After long deliberation, it was proposed that on the weekend following Thanksgiving, the male population would be moved to a different facility across the river in Minneapolis, and the nursing home would become a female-only residence until the current population of heathens died out. This transfer was done gracefully, though in early December, a week before I arrived, one gentleman nearly died of hypothermia, trying to wheelchair across I-94 back to the facility in the middle of the night during a near blizzard, screaming at the pursuing sheriff's deputies that he didn't see all his friends die in Korea, just not get his balls wet.
Okay.
Okay, sir. I had just turned 28 when I started the job during the aftermath of that debaucherous autumn. I had worked in security in many different settings by that point, including multiple medical facilities, but I had never seen a staff so clearly disheveled and traumatized. They were all relatively kind and welcoming to me, but they all had a glazed and empty stare, an eerie emptiness about them, especially around the residence. During lunch one day, as I was chewing on a ham sandwich, I asked a nurse I had grown quite fond of if anything out of the ordinary had happened before I came. She was a friendly brunette in her late 50s who had aged quite gracefully and claimed to have been a school teacher in her past life. As I asked the question, her amiable demeanor changed as she quickly stood up from the table, walked to the coffee pot, poured a cup, and explained the chronology of events as she slowly stirred. She spoke of the daily incidents she'd walk into, how she still sometimes saw them in her dreams. After several vivid stories, I had lost my appetite and put down my sandwich. I watched her as she looked thoughtfully out the window at the hideous putt-putt green rugs lining the lobby floor, not knowing if I should break out in laughter from the hilarity of the situation or feel sorry for the poor woman. People with nothing but time, no time left, and too much time to make up for, she said softly. It's a recipe for disaster. At least they didn't have to worry about condoms, I joked, hoping it would elevate the mood and knock her out of her trance of a shell shock. They should have, she snapped back at me with a sharp, dreadful seriousness I had only seen before at funerals and court proceedings. They all tested positive for gonorrhea, every single one of them, save for one. A silence filled the office as she recomposed herself from the outburst and turned solemnly back to her coffee. It was like teaching the ninth grade all over again, she muttered softly as she looked back out across the lobby with tears in her eyes, but with diapers.
Ew.
So there I was, a spry, tall, muscular security man in the prime of his life, sent like a lamb into a wild den of expiring and frustrated female libido. If I knew then what I know now, I would have never stepped foot into that frigid, colostomy-bagged swamp of horrors. I would have instead stayed in my beloved Tampa. Oh, you traffic jam, silicone land of botched areolas and unscreened melanomas. Never change. To be continued.
What? He didn't get passed around.
Yeah, he didn't. I wanted to hear about him get passed around between old ladies.
And this next one comes from Striking Economist 753, and it's called I'm Not Stopping Until You Do, How a Simple Game of Chicken Completely Changed My Life. And the tags are female 22, male 22, dare, September contest, hand job, writing, cream pie, risky sex, public crush.
Hell yeah.
It's late, the party's been over for a while, and at this point the only people left are the ones too drunk to drive home, all of them passed out now on various beds, couches, or floors. All of them except Brian and me. All right, your turn. His voice is hoarse from the party and the late hour. It has to be close to 2 a.m. by now. Sure you don't want to quit? I'm not stopping till you do. I shrug, placing my card under the tab of the beer can we've been using as our game board. Brian groans as nothing happens, and I pump my fist in victory. The rules of the game are simple. You place a card under the tab of the can. If the can pops open, you chug the beer. If it doesn't, you get to dare the other person to do something. If they do, it's their turn. If they don't, they have to put two cards in before they can dare you.
Ooh.
The can we're using has about 10 cards in it already. A stack of empty sits to my right, fallen soldiers in the now hours-long game of semi-drunken chicken Brian and I have been playing. At first, there had been 10 of us, and the dares had been tame. Every sentence, like it's a question, try to touch your tongue to your nose, take a shot. That last one is largely responsible for the sprawled out forms all over the house now. Fuck, Brian mutters. All right, what is it this time? I put a hand over my mouth, stifling a yawn. We gotta wrap this up before I fall asleep in my chair. Time to start bringing out the big guns. I dare you to take your pants off. Brian snorts a laugh, but when I don't join, his mouth falls open a little. Wait, you're serious? Uh-huh. Take them off. Or put another card in. But it looks like we're getting close to the end, so choose wisely. He runs his fingers through his dark brown hair, making it stick up at odd ends. Infuriatingly, it somehow makes him even cuter. Brian is still playing because he's competitive and hates to lose. I'm still playing because Brian is hot. And this party is the most I've ever spoken to him at once. I'd meant my dare as a joke, really. But as he stands up, glancing around nervously at Casey passed out on the couch mere feet away and Jason slumped in the recliner just beyond her, suddenly I'm wide awake again. You're an ass, Danielle, you know that, right? His voice is pitched low so as not to carry, but I hear every word. Don't chicken out on me now. His hands go to his belt as he scowls at me. My breath catches as he shimmies out of his pants. His boxer shorts are dark fabric, but even so, I can see the distinct bulge in them, a bulge that's much bigger than I'd imagined. I glanced away, trying not to make it obvious how much I'd enjoyed the show. From the way my cheeks are reddening through, I think he must have picked up on it, because when he sits down again, he gives me a cocky grin. Like what you see? Shut up. He raises a brow at me, his smirk unrelenting. Shall I place a card now? You could just give up. Nah, I don't think so. I bite my lip as he carefully slides the card under the tab, hoping to hear the telltale hiss of a can cracking open. When silence is all there is, though, it's Brian's turn to clench his fist in triumph. Ugh, fine, I grumble. What's the... Take your top off, he says without hesitation, his blue eyes boring into me, his smirk returning in full force. My mouth drops open. In my tipsy state, I'd assume that Brian would quit before taking his pants off. I'd never stop to consider what might happen if he didn't. Unless you want to forfeit, his eyes narrow slightly in an unspoken challenge. The look he gives me makes the hairs on my arms stand up, and my stomach does a somersault as he gazes at me with undisguised interest. Holy shit, this is happening. Danielle, he prompts playfully. Earth to Danielle, are you in there? I clamp my jaw shut. You think you're funny, don't you? I think you're stalling. I grit my teeth because he's right, but I don't want to give up either. His face lights up as my hands go to the hem of my tank top. My heart flutters. This is the closest we've ever been. My top joins his jeans on the floor. Damn it, he says jokingly. I should have mentioned the bra too.
He wants you, girl.
Yeah, he does.
This one's good.
I know. What? The view isn't good enough for you already? This time, when his eyes meet mine, I consider the possibility that I might legitimately melt. He's smoldering that much. No, the view's very good, he whispers huskily. I know he must see how my nipples harden under the thin fabric of my bra at the heat in his voice. Now, are you going to place a card? There's an eagerness in his voice that matches the way my skin tingles with anticipation. My hand shakes a little as I slide the next card in, praying with all my might that it doesn't crack the can. The seal holds. Brian looks up at me expectantly. Both of us know this is more than just a game now. I dare you to kiss me.
Oh my god.
The words are out of my mouth before I even consider them, but Brian doesn't hesitate. He leans forward, crossing the distance between us in seconds. His mouth hovers over mine, his breath smelling of mint and beer. Like this, he murmurs, and then our mouths meet. I forget the world around us for a bit as my brain short circuits, my entire body focused on the feel of his lips on mine. His hand moves behind my head, cupping my hair gently and pulling me to him as our kiss deepens. I want more. I need to feel his lips on all of me. We jump apart as Casey makes a noise in her sleep, turning restlessly on the couch. For a moment, we just stare at each other like teenagers getting caught doing something we weren't supposed to be, and then Brian starts to laugh, silently shaking mere inches away from me. I laugh too, covering my mouth to keep the giggles from spilling out. Your turn, I whisper to him, as soon as I have myself under control. He nods, his eyes catching mine as he holds up a card. The tension between us snaps back into place like a steel cord, and I watched with bated breath as he slides the card into the stack. I'm not hoping he loses anymore. Brian lets out a sigh of relief as the can holds steady. I dare you to come sit on my lap. I'd been expecting it, but even so, hearing the word sends a thrill through me. Really? Really, unless you want to stop. I'm not stopping until you do, I say defiantly, throwing his words back at him. He smiles at me, clearly delighted with our new game. I stand, brushing my skirt as I turn to face him, and if I wiggle my ass a little in his face, it's only because I saw a spot of dirt on the hem of the fabric that I had to brush off. That's all. Like this, I murmur in his ear as I hook an arm around his neck, pressing his lips against my cheek. I can feel his bulge through the fabric of my skirt as I settle onto his lap. I swear I can feel it getting bigger. Perfect, he whispers back, his voice a little breathier now. Your turn. I take one of the cards from his hand, making a show of leaning forward to put it under the tab. I feel him tense underneath me. Brian clearly doesn't want our little game to end either. The card slides in with all the others. We both let out a sigh of relief. I dare you to take your cock out. Danielle, are you sure? I nod, nuzzling up against his ear. Unless you're too chicken.
Yeah, she's sure.
She's been wanting this.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd learn by now, he mutters as his hand reaches between his legs, tugging at the fabric of his boxers. I try to stop myself from trembling. Then I feel something warm pressed against my inner thigh, something warm and a little wet. My thighs clench as I realize I'm feeling his pre-cum touching me, only inches from the place where a fire has started to blaze deep in my core. I can't help myself. I have to touch it. My fingers find his shaft, wrapping around his thickness. Brian's inhalation is loud in my ears as I start to tug on his growing erection, grinding my ass on him. Your turn, I tease him. He's hard in my hand now, his cock pulsing in time with his heartbeat. He groans a little as he sits up, grabbing a card from the pile. The fact that his hands are shaking now, too, turns me on more than I can express. We both watch as the card joins its fellows. We both hold our breath, not wanting this to end quite yet. We both sag with relief as the tab, now angled quite aggressively upward by the stack of cards underneath it, manages to hold on a little longer. What's your dare? I whisper to him, already alight with anticipation.
You say, put it in you. Yeah, fuck me.
His hand caresses my thigh under my skirt, tugging the hem of it up half an inch at a time. I'm shocked he can't feel how wet I am for him already. I dare you, he says softly into my ear, his fingers still moving up to my leg, to put my cock inside you. There it is.
Yep.
The world stands still. I forget how to breathe. All I know is the touch of his hand on me and the feel of his cock between my fingers. Unless you're going to give up now, Brian says slowly as the rest of the world crashes back into existence. Unless you're going to let me win, I bite my lip. Never. He growls approval as I shift on him, moving my hand from his cock to pull my panties to the side. My fingers come away soaked. I turn so that I'm facing him. See what you did to me? Before he can say anything, I put the fingers covered in my arousal to his lips. His brows furrow in confusion until he realizes what he's tasting. As he licks my fingers clean, I lower myself onto him. He and I both moan as his cock parts my folds, stretching me until I'm so full I can hardly think. My body takes over, moving up and down on his shaft automatically. I feel him tensing underneath me, just as turned on as I am, just as close. Wait, he gasps desperately. Not yet. What? It's your turn. I slow my pace, a devious grin spreading across my face. I guess it is, huh? Can't forget about the game.
Yeah, they can't forget. I'd be like, okay, we're fucking right now.
What more do you want from me?
Yeah.
I twist around, grabbing a handful of cards and squeezing his cock with my pussy at the same time, making him groan in the semi-darkness. We both freeze as Jason shifts in his sleep, but only for a second. I need this, and if Jason wakes up and sees, oh fucking well. I grab the beer can we've been playing with, holding it between my breasts with one hand. I dare you to fuck me, I purr, adding a card to the already thick stack under the tab of the can. Brian grabs my hips, starting to move faster again, thrusting deep into me. He pants as I hold up another card. I dare you to pinch my nipples. Give me a purple nurple.
Yeah, pinch and twist.
One hand moves from my hips to pull down one of the cups of my bra. I moan softly as his fingers find my sensitive nipple, squeezing it between them. I let my hips roll with his for a while, savoring the sensations, building myself up to what I know will be an explosive finish. I hold up another card. I dare you to come inside me. I dare you to claim me, Brian. I dare you to make me yours. Oh my God, she's already like, what are we?
I know. He's like, oh, fuck.
Damn it. Brian's eyes widen as I slide the card in with all the others. This time, though, the seal breaks. I toss the card aside, pouring beer into Brian's mouth as he fucks me faster than ever. I set the can down and kiss him, my tongue meeting his as we share the drink we've been teasing each other with all night. He grunts as his cock swells inside me. My back arches as my pussy clenches around him, my eyes losing focus, my brain melting as I feel the first spurts of his cum deep in my pussy. His mouth covers mine as I try to scream out my pleasure, muffling the noise so that we don't wake up the whole house. I'm shaking. I'm broken. I'm his. In the morning, we help clean up, hardly speaking to each other. Everyone seems to know anyway. When it's time to leave, he pulls me aside. Danielle, his smile awakens something in me again. Yeah? How about the best 2 out of 3? The end. Oh my God, are you guys like a fish now?
Yeah, you should be. You guys were very cutesy.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging.